Hi, this is Dr. Kripalu. I'm talking about the connection with between hypertension and meditation. So what causes hypertension in people? Of course, we don't know all the factors which cause hypertension, but primarily from my experience, I have seen hypertension is brought about by chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation is a cause pretty much for all the chronic diseases. And then also there are other risk factors of age, the race or the ethnicity of the person, family history, and other medical problems and things of such nature. And also the biggest component nowadays are toxicities. So the toxicities are from food, from the environment, sedentary life, exposure to a lot of radiation, which means electromagnetic radiation such as Wi-Fi, and also energetic toxicities, that means the mind-body connection. So these are all the things which contribute to high blood pressure, as we know it. So the important component of this is the mind-body connection, and that is the root cause of pretty much every disease, because everything starts in the energetic level, and then it transpires or comes down to the physical level. So how does meditation help? Yes, meditation is a gateway or a technique used to calm down your nerves, which means that when somebody is stressed out, they are in a survival state, which means their hormones of stress go up, and hence the body is not able to function appropriately. So when you do meditation, it brings us down from the survival or the stressful state to a growth phase or a relaxation phase or a healing phase where the body thrives and is able to function much, much better and the way it's supposed to function. So when you do that, you automatically see that the blood pressure starts coming down. And if you add on breathing techniques with the meditation or doing meditation techniques using breathing, it really, really helps the person go into the parasympathetic state where everything works, pretty much the way it's supposed to do or work. And so that's the best explanation for how meditation is a great tool to bring down blood pressure. The other thing is I was just going to mention is now they've come up with a machine called Respire, which is actually does the same thing. It guides people to breathe and take deep breaths, which brings them down to the relaxed state. And so, scientists have figured out that this is actually true, that it works. But, the machine is usually expensive, so you really don't need anything external. You can do it yourself. So through meditation and the breath work. So that is hugely helpful. In my experience, I've actually done even, it's kind of like a mini experiment with patients to take their blood pressure before, as soon as they come in, and have them breathe. And 5 minutes later, you take it, and it's come down immensely. Because sometimes people have something called white coat hypertension. That means they're so nervous that their blood pressure are going to be high with the anticipation that the blood pressure is going to go up, and hence it does go up. So having them breathe and then check it afterwards really is helpful to get the ideal blood pressures. And that's why it's useful to have people do this on a regular basis so that their body actually functions optimally. So this is, hopefully this is helpful. This is my theory and explanation about blood pressure.